Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, on this Thanksgiving, many people are celebrating, but Native Americans, as we just mentioned, are marking the National Day of Mourning to raise awareness of their historical and their ongoing struggles. One challenge facing Indigenous people is keeping their culture alive. Alice Daniel of member station KVPR in Fresno, California, reports.
Jennifer Malone mostly goes by her English name, but she has another name in Wukchumni.
My Indian name is Hayalik, and that means like a summer is Hayal. So my great-grandma named me Hayalik because it means summer. I was born July 31st.
She can't remember where the name Jennifer even came from. Her mom mainly called her Hayalik.
Especially when she wanted to get my attention. Hayalik, she would say. When I was in trouble, I guess.
Her mom, Marie Wilcox, was at one time the last fluent speaker of Wukchumni. But she taught relatives the language and for years pecked away at a computer one letter at a time to write a Wukchumni dictionary.
Her grandma passed away when my mom was 7 years old, and that's why to me it amazes me how she remembered all of these words, you know, and to be able to put into a dictionary because she was just seven.
Wilcox died last month at 87. Now Malone teaches the language and shares it with the public at events celebrating Native American culture. In the prayer she sang today in front of students at Fresno Pacific University, she gives thanks for the good people here and asks that the language survive. Not many people speak Wukchumni, says Malone, and it's like that with other traditions like basket weaving, something she's done for years.
This one here is one that I made for my mom, and she used it for her popcorn and her chips and just her.
Many of the elders who taught the craft have died, she says. And natural materials like white root sedge, redbud, and deer grass are getting harder to find, especially without pesticides. The redbud shoots are often split with one's teeth.
Because I do put it in my mouth when I size it. I put it, I size it down or split it. And so we can't use anything that's been poisoned.
Delaine Bill, who is hitting a drum made of wood and animal hide, is also concerned about the loss of traditions. He says the problem partly goes back to boarding schools like the Sherman Institute, which opened in 1902 in Riverside, some 270 miles south. For decades, starting in the 19th century, the U.S. government removed Indigenous children from their homes and sent them to boarding schools to assimilate them into mainstream American culture.
To rehabilitate them from being Native. Punished for speaking their language or singing songs.
Bill's Wukchumni grandmother was removed from her home and sent to the Sherman Institute when she was just 9 years old. It was a harsh existence, and although she returned to the Fresno County foothills as a teenager, she was told to never speak her language, sing songs, or participate in ceremonies.
A lot of us just still hate it today, hate the transition of being who we have to be. Because it's not us, and we feel it, and we know it. So we're like living a fake life. For what? I don't know.
Bill says the tradition of drumming saved him from a life of alcohol addiction. He started drinking as a teenager and didn't stop until he was 40. He learned to play music while he was in rehab.
It was a gentleman that just handed me the stick, and I didn't know what to do and how to do it at a recovery home. And he said, here, just sit down and start drumming and singing. But it drew me because a lot of us walk around and say, oh, that's just a drum. But I walked up to the drum and the gentleman that were singing and stood there and listened because it just sounded really, really good, really comforting.
At 57, he's been sober for 17 years. He now teaches drumming to people in recovery at the Fresno American Indian Health Project.
It has a score sheet there, the one who gets all the sticks.
Jennifer Malone points out a walnut dice game her granddaughter is teaching to interested students. Another student approaches Malone and asks about how she plans to keep her culture alive. Malone nods to her grandchild.
I'm with her every day, and if she don't learn something today, then I pound her on the head.
Practicing their culture is not just something they teach occasionally. They live it every day. She gestures to a sign in front of her with some words in Wukchumni on it.
Na'an heta chel, and that means that we are still here.
For Here and Now, I'm Alice Daniel.